The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, okay. Checking in at
number five.
Big day in Hollywood. This year's Oscar nominations, they were announced this morning. But in addition to getting snubbed by the Academy, James Franco is dealing with negative press on top of it. One of Franco's alleged victims of sexual misconduct has opened up about her horrible experience. Sarah Tither Kaplan apparently didn't have the best time while taking one of the star's acting classes. And in an interview with Good Morning America, Sarah claimed that she felt exploited by Franco.
James is absolutely not a Harvey Weinstein. He is not an unfeeling monster who has no sense of reality. He created exploitative environments for non-celebrity women on his sets.
What do you want to say to James Franco?
A lot of things, but please just apologize.
Hmm. So there you go. He was also, remember, he was wearing a Time's Up pin when yeah. he showed up at the past awards ceremony, and they said, well, that's hypocritical, and that maybe that's what's caused some women to come out to say that they're not sure he's really on board with the whole movement.
And he had a, you know, I mean, what was it? Before the movement, there was the story about the 17-year-old girl on Instagram, and he had to come forward. And at that point, it was just more like, James Franco, he's just a bad guy. He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
And now this has changed. And frankly, I mean, there's a good question about whether or not she'd be nominated for an Oscar when in this controversy, of course, and whether or not that plays out when, you know, what you do off stage, how that affects your
art.
How
it affects the voting even,
yeah.
you know, because it certainly seems he was shut out of the Oscar nominations. I'm not sure. We're going to talk to Richard Roper coming up in a little bit to kind of break down who was truly snubbed in the eyes of most of the people who do the voting. But you think that's got to play some
play.
Kind of role, right?
And I don't think it's wrong. I think, you know, at a certain point, I mean, James Franco, you're voted on, you know, in that case, it's open voting, right? This is voted by your peers that, or people in that industry, in that community. And you know, a lot of people could make an argument, and I've seen it online, that it wasn't an Oscar-worthy performance in his movie. So, whatever. We'll talk with Richard about it.
We will see what Richard has to say about that. But that's right now, though. Checking in at
number four.
During a press spray in the Oval Office today, President Donald Trump said he's not the least bit worried. Not concerned at all were his words about the news that Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke to Special Counsel Bob Mueller in the Russia probe.
Thank you.
Is it interesting about what the Attorney General told the Special Counsel?
No, I'm not at all concerned.
Did you talk to him about it?
No, I didn't, but I'm not at all concerned. Thank you all very much. No, he didn't at all. He did not even a little bit. Nope.
Yeah. Not at all. And shortly thereafter, it was announced that New York Times broke the news that James Comey also has already been interviewed by Special Counsel Bob Mueller. That happened last year. People didn't know about it. And now the news that most people are talking about.
I thought Comey was a leaker. How do we not know about this? He didn't tell his buddy at the professorship?
I'm sure he had an earful to tell them. And
let me
certainly
tell you who I just talked to.
He certainly had those memos to go by, too. I'm sure they came up.
Meet me in the parking lot. I want to tell you about who I just talked to.
Now, the president could be sitting down with the special counsel as well. So that's something we'll be talking to A.B. Stoddard.
I hope that's pay-per-view.
With coming
I really
up.
Do.
Would you like to be a fly on the wall of that conversation? And then there's talk that it might not even be a conversation that his attorneys are trying to negotiate to make it more of a
I hope it's a
written
conversation.
Q&A
I hope that Donald Trump, the president, I hope that he takes in some of his past experiences as an entertainer and he recognizes that there is a money-making opportunity.
Oh,
it's $39.99 for the two-hour testimony, and we get to play bingo, collusion bingo. And every time it says there's no collusion, we drink. Like, there's a lot of things we could do with this story. And I would definitely.
Yeah, like certain buzzwords like Clinton and Comey would be an extra shot of something.
I would go in. If someone was buying that pay-per-view, I'd go in.
You would totally do it. Somehow I hope there's more dignity to the process than that. I feel there might be, even in these times.
You think?
Where we're not sure all the time if that exists, really. But that's what I hope for.
Right.
There's a bonus cut here. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, we know her. She did outline one thing the president is concerned about. The Justice Department's report of missing text messages involving an FBI agent reassigned from the Mueller investigation.
I think he thinks that there's a great cause for concern that 5 months worth of text messages have gone missing, particularly given the individual has part of that process has already been shown to be extremely biased against the president. You guys are absolutely obsessed with everything to do with collusion. If it has anything to do with the president, we hope that you'll take some of that same obsession, energy, and fervor and direct it to some of the places where it looks like there could have been some possibly illegal behavior.
I agree. I do not like the lecture tone from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, especially when she says the word obsessed. But I do agree that it's absolutely unacceptable that 5 months worth of text messages that people need to see, or that we're going back and forth with political bias, allegedly.
We've already seen some of the stuff they were talking about, yeah. So it leads you to believe there might be some other things there that were worthy of public attention, or certainly some kind of investigative attention.
In more support of the president and the White House to say that that cannot happen.
Yeah.
And that goes across board. You can't at one point say, you know what, Hillary Clinton's emails, so what, she missed a couple emails. And then on the other end be like, well, you know, so what, a couple texts. No, if there is a transparency in the federal government, that stuff can't be misplaced. It just can't.
It doesn't feel right. And then you get to a point, though, where people do get worked up into a froth where you think maybe there's
It starts a conspiracy theory. It starts all of the 24/7 cable news talking about it. It's essentially you have to button up. You have to cross the T's, dot the I's when you're dealing with transparency when it comes to the federal government. That's unacceptable to have lost those many texts. Mm-hmm. Something tells me they're going to show up.
You think? They say they can get them potentially from the provider of the cell phone provider. Is that easy?
I hope they call the provider store on the corner of Washington.
Go to Verizon. Walk over there and see if you can get the records.
Yeah, we need to get. We're looking for an FBI. Hold on. Let me put you on hold.
Yes, not always the best. You have to go know the ones to go to. I got a guy for you. I'll let you know. Okay?
Actually, we're taking a lunch real quick. So is there a way we can do this later?
My sister just had that experience at the store, one of those cell phone stores on
Sunday.
They
need to go to a cell phone store to get that information. Yeah. There's a sketch for you, SNL.
You think the wheels of justice are slow. The wheels of Verizon are certainly slow. Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis, Justin Kaufman in for Ro. He's taking a couple more days off. We're in the middle of the top five at five, and where are we? We're on
number three.
NBC's Megyn Kelly tore into Jane Fonda after Jane Fonda took some jabs at her over Kelly's plastic surgery question. Remember that? Back in September, made news, pretty big news. She asked her about her plastic surgery, wanted her to be candid about it. Jane did not like that interview some months ago.
I have no regrets about that question, nor am I in the market for a lesson from Jane Fonda on what is and is not appropriate. After all, this is a woman whose name is synonymous with outrage. Look at her treatment of our military during the Vietnam War.
Wow.
Many of our veterans still call her.
Wow. Going deep. That's a deep cut. That's a deep
really
cut to go
was.
Back. I don't know what I could make fun of Jane Fonda for. Let's go back to the Vietnam War.
Let's go way back to that. Well, I think she took offense to it. My understanding is she said that because Jane Fonda seemed to be on this Bash Megan tour where she gave an interview to a magazine and then another, and then she went on the Today Show in front of Hoda and Savannah and kind of brought it up again, the plastic surgery question. I just think, I don't know if that audience at that time of day, this is more like what her Fox show was when she would sort of, you know, really had this prosecutorial style. She's a lawyer and she's very good at breaking things down in this way, pointing out history. I just wonder if it impacts her ability to get great guests in the future.
Maybe a good scandal or a good argument is a good celebrity argument is always a good thing for the ratings and promotion. But the concept that this is really about, why'd you ask me about my plastic surgery? Jane Fonda hates America. I mean, it's like right out of a sketch. Like,
that's been sort of hashed and rehashed.
It's kind of ridiculous,
right? Isn't it?
Well, look what her. She's outraged. Remember Vietnam? Everybody stand up.
Yeah, here she is sitting on the gunner.
I find that to be disingenuous.
Well, disingenuous, and actually even worse than that, if you listen to the ladies of The View, the entire panel had real problems with the inclusion of the Vietnam War. The way back file kind of information she brought out in her comments, including Meghan McCain and, oh boy, Joy Behar. Watch out.
We're supposed to be humble. We're supposed to use whatever time we're given to shine a light on other stories. I mean, there are so many stories that we're not covering.
Mm-hmm.
And to take time with this feels exactly
she should have just said, Jane should have just said to her, and how much work have you had, bitch?
Oh, Joy.
Behar.
Oh, Joy.
Throwing the B word around. Behar.
Oh, boy.
Love it.
We'll let that sit there.
Although that was ridiculous. You can't say that.
You can't ask people about their plastic surgery.
No, you can't throw the B word out on TV no. just from woman to woman. You can't do that.
There's a lot of, this needs to settle down, that's for sure.
I guess
don't you
so.
Think?
Yeah,
it's like, yeah. wow, people are whipped up into a frenzy about this. Checking in at
number two.
32 more women testified during the sixth day of former U.S. gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar's sentencing hearing, each one more emotional than the next. The total number of victim impact statements now, 155. 155
people should be
women.
Worked up about this.
That alone.
Forget about Jane
right.
Fonda's plastic surgery.
Good point.
This is the workup story of 2018.
They were girls at the time. And some of them still are. Maddie Larson, who won three medals at the 2010 U.S. Gymnastics National Championships, gave one of the most harrowing and truly emotional statements so far.
Around the age of 15 or 16, I would start getting panic attacks before leaving to go to the ranch. One time, I was so desperate not to go, I thought faking an injury bad enough was the only way out. I was taking a bath when I decided to push the bath mat aside, splash water on the tiles, get on the floor, and bang the back of my head against the tub hard enough to get a bump, so it seems like I slipped. My parents immediately took me to the hospital because they thought I had a concussion. I was willing to physically hurt myself to get out of the abuse that I received at the ranch.
That is so hard to hear, isn't it? And you think about how these girls didn't feel protected, and the ones that did come forward certainly didn't have the venue to find any kind of legitimate sort of reaction.
At some point or another, you just have to ask the question, as an American, and I... you know, support the Olympics, and I watch the Olympics and all the cheering, everything we do. You just, I feel anger and resentment and shame in the way that somehow my enjoyment of that sport behind the scenes, they did everything at all costs to make sure that there was no stain on this, on U.S. gymnastics, so they covered all this up.
They're America's sweethearts in a lot of ways. And I mean, think it about was just the fact that this horrifying thing was going on behind the scenes. These were mandatory appointments they had to have with him. And then Kayla Maroney's story, I think, is horrifying.
155.
Yeah.
This is the tip of the iceberg, by the way, too. A lot of people are going to come down for this. And not one man can do this to 150 plus women. Plenty of people that you can point the finger at, no question. And you're going to see a whole bunch of people come down from this.
Well, you've already seen a few members of the USA Gymnastics board or committee have resigned, and you're probably right. That's just the beginning. We'll continue to follow that story. Checking in at
number one.
Jimmy Kimmel took to his late night show last night to criticize the White House's childish outgoing voicemail message that took a jab at Senate Democrats.
This is what you would hear if you'd called the White House comment line this weekend.
Thank you for calling the White House. Unfortunately, we cannot answer your call today because congressional Democrats are holding government funding, including funding for our troops and other national security priorities, hostage to an unrelated immigration debate. Due to this obstruction, the government is shut down.
So if you're looking for proof that this administration has its eye on the future, they're attacking Democrats by changing the outgoing voicemail on their landline. And a quick tip, if you are calling the White House, don't press 2 for Spanish. You're asking for trouble.
Oh, things are getting ugly in Washington. Look at that. Coming up after the break here, after we check Judy's news, in 2 minutes, we're going to talk to A.B. Stoddard, get the very latest on the Mueller investigation, some new details there, much more coming up here on WGN.